Hello, my Believer Creators. This is Rob Malone welcoming you to Believer Creator Radio. I hope you're having an awesome day, where it is my goal and passion, dream, and desire to have the most unprofessional podcast on the internet. And I have one question and one question only for you. Are you ready to rumble? Hey. This is where I'm at right now, a dreary, drizzly day, but it doesn't mean that we can't have a little sunshine in our lives. Be happy and the reason will appear. I read that the other day and loved it. So anyway, I want to share a little story with you about my oldest daughter, who is a lot like her dad, very goofy, and she not the best student, right? I mean, just between you and I, my freshman year in high school, I failed 5 out of 6 classes. I mean, it was a disaster. Got a D in one, and that was PE. So, I was not a very studious person. I do believe the only reason I graduated high school is there was a clerical error, because this was before the day of computers. Probably would not have graduated today, because that clerical error would not have slipped through. But anyway, I digress. My youngest daughter, she... very brilliant young lady, and this was when she was a young girl, but she really was resistant to studying, right? Just hated studying. So every night it was a struggle, and this kind of, for whatever reason, the school portion kind of got pushed off onto me. All right, my wife did a lot, and just, you know, and she did help the girls with their homework, but as they started getting older, then she kind of wanted me to do it, so I would step up, and I'd come home in the evening, and I would help them. But oldest daughter, she was a dream. She loved school. She was a great, great student, and for her, it was easy. If she didn't want to do homework, I would just have to say, that's okay, Maddie, don't do your homework. You'll just have to live with the consequences. And just that thought of getting a bad grade was too much pressure on her. And she like, all right, fine, I'll do my homework. But my youngest daughter was totally cool. She was totally good with getting S and D. She didn't really have a problem with that. So I had to change a different strategy. So her and I would just fight and fight and fight. She hated doing homework. She was, I think, to a certain extent, living in the shadow of her older sister, who was such a phenomenal student. And of course, you know, she was 2 years behind her, and the teachers would, I'm sure, inevitably comment about Maddie, though I don't think they tried to. But it was just, you know, Maddie was just a great student, and Molly just was not. School was not her thing. And I just dreaded every night doing homework with her, because she would just get so agitated and scream, and every night, oh my gosh. And you know, so it's like, you know, on the one hand, I wanted to quit, but on the other hand, it's like I kind of shallow, but I love the idea of being the father of a very successful child, right? You just love that when your kid is excelling, and there's certain kind of you know, accolades that come with that, you know, respect, you know, other parents are a little envious of you because your student's on the honor roll and all that other stuff. So that was the shallow part, is that I really, you know, wanted her to succeed because I wanted to get the attention. But then also I knew that she, you know, that it was important that she, not so much that she learned, but that she has to learn these skills, these life skills of doing it, digging in, doing it the best. So the biggest thing I was struggling with, or the one thing I felt like, if I could just get her past this, her language, her self-talk of, I hate school, I hate homework, I'm stupid, I can't do this, I'll never get this, just every night. And I would say, no, stop that. You know, I go, I want you to say, I am smart, I can do it, on and on and on. Well, somewhere around the line, I read a book called The Mindset. Mindset, the New Psychology of Success by Dr. Carol Dweck. And I realized that a lot of things that I was doing was just wrong and weren't working. And I was setting her up for failure. I guess the book was The Growth Mindset, The New Psychology of Success. So, Doctor, without going into a lot of detail in the book, there was basically two mindsets, the fixed and the growth. And the growth mindset is where you want to be. And basically that growth mindset is this mindset of that you can do things, but there will be a struggle that'll come with it, right? But that's expected. It takes practice. It takes time. And you get excited about the challenges, right? Once you can get to that point where you get excited about the challenge and you can accept that you're not going to do it right off the bat, but that if you continually work at it, you will continually improve it. Eventually, you know, those dominoes will fall. So I was trying to work on that, and I still cannot get anywhere there, right? Because trying to explain to her, you know, this whole mindset thing, that was a mistake. It was so far overhead. And I'm not sure I fully understood it, but I got the basic concept. So anyway, this is going on for years and years and years, and she's like in sixth grade, and it's just everything I could do to get her to do her math homework. And if she gets a C in math, I mean, that is a huge achievement for her. So I just happened to see a TED Talk by Dr. Carol Dweck, and she wrote the book, The Growth Mindset, and in that she talked about the power of not yet, okay? And that she had a few case studies, three or four in there, but it was around schools, and what they did, instead of giving Fs, they started giving not yet, so that the student, you know, didn't see it as a failure, but just that they didn't get it yet, and there was, you know, two implications. One is that you will get it, you know, and that you're going to keep trying, right? You will get it, and that you're going to keep trying because it's not yet. So I started doing it. So when she would start screaming and yelling about how she hated math and she didn't understand it, I'd say, oh, you just don't understand it yet. And we did this, you know, and I would love to tell you that within a matter of, you know, like 2-3 weeks, oh, things turned around. No such luck. Now, in the case studies that Dr. Dweck talked about, it was over about a year's time, but they were taking these schools that were at the bottom of the barrel in their test scores, and just by switching to not yet, well, you shouldn't say, I don't know what else they did, but part of the not yet was part of the thing that started elevating them into the upper echelons of schools in their state. So I had faith that this was going to work, and I kept doing it and doing it and kept telling her, oh, not yet. You haven't gotten it yet. And slowly, so painfully slowly, you know, like a glacier type speed, she slowly could see her negative self-talk dissipating, and probably started this in sixth grade. And finally, her sophomore year in high school, right? This is like 4 or 5 years later. She got her first A in math. It was in geometry. And I attribute it. I mean, there was, I tried every freaking thing I think of. But I do attribute a large portion of it to the not yet. And getting her mind to rethink that it's not impossible. It's not that she's stupid. It's not that she doesn't get it. It's just that she doesn't get it yet. It's not that she can't do it. It's just she hasn't figured out how to do it yet. And it really, really made a difference in her. You know, like I say, it took a long time, years and years of persistently and consistently doing it. But not only did she get an A in geometry her sophomore year in high school, but she also went on to become a pretty good student and got a academic scholarship, to college. So it really was a life changer. So if you are struggling, don't get frustrated. Don't yell at yourself. Don't quit. Just say, I haven't gotten it yet. Maybe the most powerful word in the universe. So that is all for my believer creators today. I'm going to leave you with a quote from Henry David Thoreau. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you've imagined. Love that quote. Go out and crush it. And carpe diem.